Everyone gathered here, I'm informed, is involved in one of the different stages of the Bhakti Shastri study, correct? So we're going to be discussing what turns out to be the very next verse in sequence that we're covering in the second canto, chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, Change in Heart, that directly speaks to what you're doing. The careful study of the devotional scriptures, Bhakti Shastri study, exactly fits. You'll see. This is chapter 3 of canto 2, Pure Devotional Service, Change in Heart, and the text number is 12. Before I begin explaining, there are some key words that you, so just to show you how it fits in with your Bhakti Shastri study, three key phrases, Jnanam and Bhakti Yoga and Harikatha. So knowledge of devotional service, Bhakti Shastri study, right? And Harikatha, Prabhupada translates in the verse, transcendental knowledge in relation with the Supreme Lord Hari. That's called Bhakti Shastri study. So you're going to hear now, listen carefully, you can hear a trumpet blaring. Da 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 da. Can you hear? Glories of Bhakti Shastri study that you're all undergoing. Da 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 da. Is knowledge resulting in complete suspension of the waves and whirlpools of the modes of material nature? Da 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 da. Next. Such knowledge, Bhakti Shastri study, is self-satisfying, Atma Prasada, due to its being free from material attachment, and da 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 da, it is transcendental, being transcendental, it is approved by all authorities. Who will not come to the Bhakti Shastri courses that are offered here in Hyderabad? That is, who would fail to be attracted? So that's our verse for discussion today. So there's three specific glories, and the thing that's, glories are like opulences. Like in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we find the opulences of the Absolute. And before the opulences of the Absolute are presented in chapter 10, there are the Chatur Shloki verses of Bhagavad Gita. One of your groups is studying Bhagavad Gita, right? Yes. Chatur Shloki verses, Bhagavad Gita, are 10, 8, 9, 10, and 11. So, the verse that we discussed this morning was the opulence of the pure devotee. Bhagavata Sangataha. Through the association, Sangha, of the pure devotees of the Lord, Bhagavata, and the book Bhagavata, and the devotee Bhagavata. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam Bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavata seva, the service to the devotees, and the book Bhagavata, cleanses the heart of all impure things. And when that cleansing takes place, then one can see the real goal of life. I'm prompted to share something with you. When I was a teenager, I had a realization. The realization is, any 2-bit teenager Ask any adolescent what's wrong in the world. Man, they can go at it and just on and on and on and on. This is wrong and this is wrong and that's wrong. And any two-bit teenager can tell you what's wrong. Just ask them. Or they don't have to ask them. They'll tell you. But where's that teenager or where's that person that can make things right? Where's that person that has the answer to the problems? I didn't see any that had the answer to the problems. So I didn't get involved in because that doesn't go anywhere. What's the solution? So, and I didn't find any solution until I read one of Prabhupada's books. And I read seven other translations of Bhagavad Gita before I read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, and I found they didn't have the solution either. Or at least, I couldn't understand what they were saying. And I didn't think that was the message of Bhagavad Gita. When I read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, it was very clear. Very clear. Here's a solution. So, through the association of someone who is clear, one can see clearly. Through one of the opulences of a devotee mentioned in the previous purport is that they can clear away the curtain of Maya and you can see Krishna, or at least see the goal is Krishna. The goal is neither one of these two categories, sense gratification and frustration that comes from trying to get sense gratification, or mental speculation and the frustration of trying to become God when you're not entitled to be God. I had plenty of people telling me, become God. It doesn't make sense. Friends and also so-called spiritual teachers saying, follow this process and you become God. One of them I was following, it's a little detour, but you keep everybody awake. One of them was traveling around in the college circuit in America chanting Hare Krishna. And I don't know why, past life or something, as soon as I heard the Hare Krishna mantra, I was attracted. But he kept saying, become one with the chant. And I was thinking, wow, that's mystical. Become one with the chant. How do you do that? But he kept, the chanting was attractive. But I couldn't figure out this become one with the chant. And finally, he explained it a little bit more. Become with the chant means when you're first chanting, there's you and the chant, and then it's you and the chant, and then it's just the chant. And I thought, what rubbish. Means you become Krishna. Forget it. If I'm Krishna, poor Krishna, what a sad state of affairs. This is Krishna. Whoa. See you later. End of visiting this person. One of the opulences of a devotee, a pure devotee, is that they can clear away the clouds of illusion and misconceptions and this pernicious, it's like a stain, something that doesn't go away is pernicious. This problem of wanting to be an independent enjoyer. Sense gratification and mental speculation are obstacles. Association with the pure devotee, Bhagavata Sangataha, can take you to the scripture and give you darshan of Krishna. Right there in the scripture. And then with the eyes, Shastra Chakshusha, you can see just as Krishna sees. It doesn't mean you become Krishna. It means you can see as Krishna sees through the transcendental asset of the knowledge of the scripture, like the transparent lens Prabhupada described, the pure devotee, the spiritual master, is like a transparent lens. Without my glasses, I can see some blurring faces out there, but it's not clear. And now I can see clearly. It's not the object has changed. The lens is transparent. Through the lens, I can see. Similarly, through the lens of Scripture and through the lens of the assist that the spiritual master gives through the transcendental literatures or the bhakti shastras that Srila Prabhupada has provided us, that's the lens, shastra chakshusha. Through the eyes of the spiritual master, the words of the spiritual master, one can see. And otherwise, one cannot see. One sees something, but it's a blur. And that's the best that one has is a blur, and so one accepts that as truth, and down the path of life you go, accepting sense gratification and mental speculation and becoming one with God. Or a competitor with God. One or the other, take your choice. Those are your options, and different varieties underneath those options. So in the beginning of the purport of this verse, Prabhupada refers to 10.9 Bhagavad Gita, where opulences of the devotee are further enumerated. Those of you that are not the teachers of Bhakti Shastri, but the students, who knows that verse, 10.9 Bhagavad Gita? It's one of the four essential verses of Bhagavad Gita. It's a good one to know. I'll give you a hint. Madchitta is how it starts. Madchitta. You want to try? Madchitta magatak prana bodhayantak parasparam katayantavshamam nityam tushanticha ramanticha. Nice verse. These are opulences of the devotee, further opulences of a devotee. Madchitta. Chitta, consciousness. Their consciousness is absorbed in me. Madgata, prana. Their lives are completely dedicated to me. Madchitta, madgata, prana. Bodhayanta, parasparam. Bodhayanta. They're enlightening one another, like buddhi, bodha, bodhayanta. They're enlightening one another, or parasparam. In one another's association, they're preaching. In one another's association, we're attending Bhakti Shastri class. We're not going out into the public, we're sitting together and bodhayanta, parasparam. At least we're practicing at it. Enlightening one another. Taking our consciousness to the message of Bhakti Shastri's Bhagavad Gita or Nectar Devotion or whatever your different studies are. And what is it, let us hear together and discuss together what it is that Krishna is disclosing to us. Bodhayantak parasparam. Katayantas. Chamam, nityam. Nityam, Bhagavata Sevya. Same. The regularly or always, katayantas cha, mam, nityam. They just like talking about me. Tushanti cha, ramanti cha. They're very tushti and rama. They're very satisfied and blissful. Those are characteristics or ornaments or opulences that become bestowed upon those of you who take this Bhakti Shastri opportunity very sincerely. Of course, it's possible to do it in different degrees of sincerity. But put your heart into it, not just in a formal way, so at the end you get a certificate that says, I passed the Bhakti Shastri. The purpose is to enter into your relationship with Krishna, reawaken that relationship with Krishna. And we're hearing in the Bhagavatam that that relationship with Krishna, madchitta, mind and consciousness absorbed in Krishna, and so forth, these opulences are the result of devotional service that begins with hearing these devotional scriptures, chanting these devotional scriptures, shrotavya kirtitavyascha, smartavya chechitaubhayam, from the previous statements of Shukadev Goswami. So one who has that good association can then enter into the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this scripture about bhakti. And now the glories of the bhakta who has the association of this Bhagavata Sangataha, that person, the recipient, becomes decorated. And what is it, are the decorations of that recipient? Besides, or the essence of which is, your relationship with Krishna becomes gradually restored. Here it is. Prati Nivritta. Nivritti means removal. Pravritti and Nivritti. Prabhupada teaches in the very beginning, in the first canto, there are two paths that the Vedas speak about. The path of pravritti and the path of nivritti. And they're opposite. The path of pravritti is increasing material enjoyment. Nivritti is decreasing one's involvement in matter so that one can increase one's attachment and absorption in the Supreme. Please be aware, this is nivritti. To absorb oneself further in the Supreme, one has to be a good gardener. When you put water in your garden, the flower or plant or whatever it is that you want to grow, it will grow, but weeds will also grow, and you have to remove the weeds. Nivritti. Weed removal. Things that are unwanted, the abhadras, it's part of the service of Bhagavata Seva. You remove the impure things in the heart. At least try to do so, and by spiritual empowerment it becomes possible. So, prati nivritta means completely eradicated are the guna urmi chakram. Guna, everybody knows what that is. Modes of nature. Urmi, just like a common name in India is Urmila. Urmi means waves. Urmila is diminutive, little waves. Urmi is waves. And chakra, circle, or whirlpool. The waves and the whirlpools of the modes of material nature, pratinivritta. Just from this Bhagavat Katha, just hearing, one's heart becomes peaceful. Pratinivritta, guna, urmi, chakram. That's one of the opulences that come to one who sincerely takes up this Bhakti Shastri. Atma prasada uta yatra guneshva asangataha. Second opulence is that one feels atma prasada, one feels self-satisfaction because the modes of nature and the objects of material attraction are diminished. Prabhupada translates, such knowledge is self-satisfying due to its being free from material attachment. Now that's gradual. Free from material attachment doesn't just go suddenly, I'm one moment attached and the next moment unattached. Doesn't happen like that. If one tries to do like that, that's artificial. The mind will still, the residual tendency of material attraction will linger. So it's a gradual process. But gradually, the material attraction subsides. The influence, the modes of nature act in such a way, we were discussing, just this morning we're discussing about faith or worship, tendencies that all souls have because they're innate within the soul, or hearing the message of scripture. If one doesn't hear Krishna's message with faith in him, one will hear something else when one hears the scripture. I'll just share this little experience with you. In America, I, as a sannyasi, I travel. And one time I was visiting someone's home that's far from where there was a temple, so I spent the evening at their home, and I got up very early and chanted all my rounds before they were even up. So I went to the library and looked to see if they had any Prabhupada's books, and I saw a copy of Bhagavad Gita, but it wasn't a copy I was used to seeing. It said Mahatma Gandhi. So I pulled the Mahatma Gandhi rendering of Bhagavad Gita off the shelf. At random, just opened up the book and read what Mahatma Gandhi was saying. Gandhi Uvacha said, I do not accept that Krishna existed or that there was a Kurukshetra battle in which Krishna ordered Arjuna to fight. If my status as a Hindu was dependent upon my accepting that, then I give up my position as a Hindu. Next paragraph. My Krishna is da 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 da. I thought, whoa. Closed book, put it back on the shelf. The one who carried Bhagavad Gita with him wherever he went, right? And chanted Ram, 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 Bhagavad Gita, Ram, Ram. Krishna doesn't exist. No Kurukshetra battle. Krishna did not induce Arjuna to fight a battle. It never happened. That's Bhagavad Gita. When he reads Bhagavad Gita, that's what he reads. Mahatma. What about the rest of us? Great soul. But he had some filters. He didn't hear what Krishna said. Nor did he take shelter of one to guide him in disciplic succession. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu, by that system that Krishna provided. And I don't want to offend any of you that may particularly appreciate Gandhi, but that's what Gandhi wrote. I don't know what the rest of it was because I put it back on the shelf. And as a result, the waves, the guna urmi chakram, do not subside. Atma prasada uta yatra ganesha asangataha. The satisfaction of the self because of material detachment, one feels spiritual satisfaction. Same message as Bhagavad Gita. In the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what is called renunciation is the same as yoga, or linking oneself with the Supreme. Because how can you be detached without being attached to the Supreme? Or in Rupa Goswami's language, that renunciation which rejects or renounces those things that are in relation to Krishna is palgu vairagya, hari sambandhu vastunap, parityago, hari sambandhu vastunap. Those things that are in relation to hari, that's literally, it means false renunciation or incomplete, to be more gentle, incomplete renunciation. Complete renunciation is anasaktasya vishayan, being asakti. Asakti is attachment. Anasakti is detachment. Vishayan. We all know what vishaya is. Sense gratification. Without being attached to anticipating, enjoying, contacting the objects of the senses, the objects of the senses with one's senses, not anticipating sense gratification, but only for the satisfaction of the Supreme, when one moves about the world, engaging everything that's in relation to the Supreme in service to the Supreme, that's complete renunciation. Yukta vairagyam uchyate. That's Rupa Goswami's teaching, and that's the Bhagavatam's teaching. That's our message here. That one feels atma-prasad because of material attachment. That atma-prasad is because of attachment to the Supreme. Then one can be detached from matter and feel satisfied within oneself. And kaivalya, we all know what this word kaivalya, it's a very strong word. Kaivalya is a word that monists like. Kevala dvaita, Shankara's teaching, absolute monism. This is kevala bhakti, absolute devotion. Nothing else, squeaky clean. Nothing else, no other worship, no other attraction, no other hankering. Transcendental. Just as we were reading this morning, the Ekanta Bhaktir Govinde. Krishna Eka Sharana. That's the principal quality of a devotee. We read from scriptures. There are 26 characteristics of a devotee. They are adhikar. And there's one amongst those 26 that's principal. And all others are secondary. Tatashta lakshana. And one is svarup lakshana. The principal characteristic of a devotee, Krishna Eka Sharana. Surrender to Krishna. And all other characteristics are ornaments of that one characteristic. They follow behind. So, kaivalya, samatha pantas, because of this bhakti shastri, or the knowledge of devotional service in relation to the Supreme Lord Hari, is transcendental. Its path, kaivalya panta. The path of pure devotion is approved. Already Shukadev Goswami said to Maharaj Prikshit, this statement that I've made to you is pure devotional service is the means of achieving perfection, and it's the duty of everyone, not just a certain group of people. Everyone. Sarvakama, Mokshakama, Akama, that pretty much takes care of everybody. Everybody should take to this path of Tibra Bhakti, because it will bring one to the perfection of life, regardless of what your background is. Go toward Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Thakur said, a Vaishnava is one who doesn't dwell in the past. They look where they're going. They're aware of the past. Back that side, there's some unfortunate things. Lots of misuse of free will of different varieties. But I'm not going to lament. I'm going to learn from that lesson and dedicate this lifetime to the service of the personality of Godhead. and that carries one to the transcendental position, the Kaivalya Pantha is approved. So he said, Lord Brahma, the firstborn living being, the Adi Kavi, who received this knowledge, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye, he received it within his heart. He not only received it, he then studied it thoroughly three times. And he came to the same conclusion. And all authorities come to the same conclusion in this disciplic succession method, if one approaches in that manner. Same, even different sampradayas, same conclusion. The goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Eka Sharana. And then the conclusion is, when understanding with a clear mind, Udhara Di, these glories, who could fail to be attracted? Who will not attend the Bhakti Shastri courses? So it's not, you know, a guilt trip, it's glorification. It's so wonderful. The benefits are just exactly all the turbulence in our hearts that come about just from being in this material world and moving about it. Try to lock yourself in a room, and that's disturbing too. We're social beings. We need association. And as soon as you associate, you're with people that give trouble. We're hankering for the spiritual world. We're hankering for loving relationships. We're hankering for the association of persons that aren't carrying so much baggage. It's so difficult to have a relationship with them. We want such association. We should be such association first. And this being such association is by this wonderful method, by applying ourselves in a very sincere and serious way to the process of oral reception, hearing the message of transcendence as it's given to us within the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and Nectar of Devotion and Ishopanishad and Nectar of Instruction and these wonderful essential devotional literatures. So please come regularly, and those people that you feel kindly towards, invite them to also come regularly. And watch as time passes. I'm sure you've all noticed. I've noticed just in the course of my visiting in Hyderabad, as this antidote or medicine, this prescription is being applied, consciousness is raising, numbers are increasing. There's some purification that comes. Impure things come out of the heart. That happens. That's part of purification. And we respect the devotees that are undergoing that process. And we want to assist them and encourage them. We continue applying ourselves to the process, purifying process, so that as we continue in Sankirtan, joining the Kirtan together, and continue to hear the scriptural topics, together we will advance on the spiritual path and encourage more and more people to also become so much benefited by the process of Krishna consciousness. Okay, so I'll end with that and see if you'd like to discuss some of these points. Any questions or comments? Anything? Letting me off easy, huh?
In course of our discussion, we feel very purified to this literature like Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instruction and other things. And with great strength we go back to our duties. But then when it comes to the application part, which is a general observation in all of us, that it is becoming a little difficult, which we discussed in the morning, but
I sure did. I laid it on pretty strong this morning.
Yeah.
Application. Without application, there's no transformation. Without application, it's just information, 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 no transformation. We want transformation. We want our hearts to change. So he's inviting me to have a rerun of this morning's class, but Shukadeva Goswami is very clear and Prabhupada is also very clear. Those who are sufficiently thoughtful, they'll understand this point. Without application, there's no change. You can put information into a computer. You can get the computer to talk, to say the information. There's no transformation. We're different than a machine. We're spirit souls, where there's consciousness and free will and faith and tendencies for worship, capacity for knowledge. That requires transformation to get to the spiritual destination, just to improve the quality and character of our lives. There has to be application. There is benefit just from hearing even passively, but it's very limited. As we were discussing, one can know what is right and what is wrong. But that's not enough, because we can know what is right and do something else, and know what is wrong and still do it. It goes on in all of our lives. We want to come to the position where we're on the path that's taking us out of this embarrassing situation. So step by step, application is required. Sincere application. It's required. It's another free will choice. And someone can't make that choice for us. So that is our sincerity, that the demonstration of sincerity that we really want to know is that when we know, we live by that. Application is required. So with Bhakti Shastri study, now there's an opportunity for knowing. Then, application. Then one progresses very nicely. Something else? Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.